In the North Country, there are big swaths of conservation lands that are great habitat for many flagship New England species. But in between them are spaces owned by private landowners. And if development creeps north and eats up those private lands, it'll get harder for those animals to get around. That's where folks like Doug Bechtel, a self-dubbed science guy with the Nature Conservancy, step in.
This project is really addressing that need of wildlife to move around and to continue finding habitat and being able to spread across this landscape.
Bechtel is part of an effort all across the northern Appalachians of New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine to preserve those connections between the big patches of undeveloped land. It's a partnership between more than 20 groups, including environmental outfits and each state's transportation department. To help get an idea of why animals cross roads where they do, let's start with a comparison of two bridges. They aren't in the area being studied, but they serve to prove the point. The first is on Ironworks Road in Concord. It's almost not even a bridge, but just a little culvert directing a little stream under the road.
What we're seeing here is if you were a black bear, there would be nowhere to walk through this culvert. It's completely flooded.
Pete Steckler works doing mapping and computer modeling for the Nature Conservancy.
So the alternative is to walk around and over the road, which puts the bear at risk of getting hit by cars. And also puts drivers at risk of hitting the bear or avoiding the bear and driving off the road.
Steckler and Doug Bechtel scour the freshly fallen spring snow for tracks of animals who have done just that.
See any here? Doug, did you see any on the other side? No? So maybe this isn't the right site for us today.
But about a half an hour down the road, there's a very different bridge over the north branch of the Kentuckook River in Antrim.
I'll walk first in case I fall in. I'm not really sure this is a great idea.
Here, the river's a lot faster, the bridge is bigger, and there are tracks.
It's definitely larger than a mink, so this would be an otter.
The otter's tracks pop in and out of the river and head under the bridge, along a shoulder of dry land next to the bridge abutment. Steckler points out that, yeah, sure, otters can swim, but lots of other animals like to walk along rivers. So a bridge like this is much better than the first one from an animal's perspective.
Yep, it can walk with its feet out of the water if that's its preference. So those are the types of conditions that we want to encourage.
So far, this project has involved creating computer models to guess where and how animals are moving, and then hiring trackers to look for prints along roads to test if the model's predictions are right. After 3 years of work, they've identified the wildlife thoroughfares in the North Country. And the next step, says Bechtel, is to make sure those thoroughfares stay open.
So we're not going to be able to do it everywhere. We don't even want to do it everywhere. We know that there's some places where we might not be able to focus on wildlife because of other factors like human safety or development.
The conflict between safety and animal crossing is one that could be tough. For example, Bechtel and Steckler say their data shows that animals are most comfortable crossing in spots where trees come right up to both sides of the road. That's something that makes some safety-minded folks at DOT nervous. Case in point, in 2008 and 2009, Maine's DOT cut trees along Interstate 95 way back to make moose and deer more visible to motorists. Here in New Hampshire, Bechtel and Steckler say ultimately each animal crossing will have to be addressed in its own way, making compromises between landowners, driver safety, and wildlife needs. Going forward, this project will be all about finding that balance. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.